Well, good evening, brothers, those who are live on the call and those who will listen later on as on the website or downloading the call. It's June 24th, and this is the June Master Builder Call. We welcome everyone and appreciate the time you take to involve yourself in improving yourself in masonry. Before we begin this evening with our topic, I just want to take the time to thank all of the brothers who attended the Masons Lead Better workshops in Ohio. I had, those were completed this month. Last weekend I had one makeup session in the 7th District because we had an ice storm in February and only half the brothers were able to get there. And so we did another one down there, and so they are all completed now. We had approximately 750 men who took the time to come to these workshops and begin improving themselves in masonry. This, of course, as you know, is our first year with this program, and I really believe we can call it a success because as I interacted with the participants and the brothers in the district, many brothers I could see begin to think about masonry in a different light and truly what it is, which is a system of education and improvement. So I just want to let you know that I really appreciate it. I certainly learned a whole lot, and I appreciate and really value the time I got to meet all of you and spend time with you. Just want to let you know we are now working very hard to continue what we started and hopefully look forward to being a part of this effort. And I just want to say again, thank you and to everyone, well done. If you want to see, by the way, if you want to see those who were at the workshops, you can go to masonsleadbetter.com and there's a link, there's a page there with all of the pictures of all the districts. So I encourage you to do that. And if you see those guys, thank them because they were truly amazing. The other thing I'd like to say as we get into the meat of tonight and our dialogue about the topic tonight, if for some reason I experience some electric issues here in my office. As a matter of fact, AEP was working on the line this week, and since then I've had a couple of blips, big major blips in my electricity, and found out that my uninterruptible power source or my battery backup on my system has obviously needs replaced. So what happened, I get a big blip of electricity, and it just shuts down everything. So if for some reason that happens during this call and I disappear, just hang on. I'll get restarted again. Just stay on the call until I get back. Just wanted to warn you because it's happened a couple of times with me this week. Tonight, as advertised in the email, the subject is the why of masonry. What is our purpose? And we will center our dialogue tonight on that question. What is our purpose? What do we do as Masons? Why does our organization exist? What is its purpose and what do we hope to accomplish? Those, as you recall in the workshop, those who were there, we watched a portion of Simon Sinek's video entitled Start With Why, same title of his book. And then we engaged in a conversation applying his thoughts in that presentation to the Masonic fraternity. As you recall, he said every organization knows what they do. They also know, you know, how they do it. But few organizations spend the time to think about why they do what they do. And that was the focus of our dialogue in our workshops about what are our thoughts about what we do as a Masonic fraternity. So in each district, as those workshops occurred, we listed our thoughts and discussed about how do we discover our purpose as an organization. For many of us, I found, it was a question that many of us had not asked ourselves before. And as part of our current reality, we, have gotten caught up in what we do and how we do it. And in some cases have not stopped to think about and ponder, what's all this activity trying to accomplish? So as you recall, Simon stated that inspired organizations and inspired leaders use their why to attract followers. And he said, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. Our ability as Masons and as a group, the Masonic fraternity, to impart to other men our Masonic values by the expression of our Masonic why will be a powerful tool to grow the fraternity if we think about it in terms of what Simon said. Again and again, another statement he made, and to paraphrase his words, he said, we want, and apply Masonry to his words, we want men to join us who believe what we believe, and not those who want what we have. Many men may want Masonry. They've heard of our history and our time-honored traditions and our values, but as we evaluate those men, they may not truly believe what we believe. So if we're going to be very selective and raise our level of who we are in the community, as we talked about last week, one of our goals would be to raise our value to our communities and our reputation. We need to understand our purpose and be able to express it in a way that is understandable. What I'd like to do tonight before we on the call engage in talking about this issue, I would like to relate those collective thoughts from the 25 Ohio Masonic District workshops. As you recall, last month, I did the very same thing with our vision, those 25 districts' vision about what they would like to see Masonry be if we were at our best. And as you recall, I compiled those down to about 30 statements. Well, in this case, I had about 150 or so statements, which were our brother's thoughts about why we do what we do, that I collected at the various workshops. And as I did last month, I combined and compiled those because a lot of similar thinking is going on about why we do what we do. And now I have, in this case, 31 statements, which all were the result of asking the question, what is our why? So what I want to do here is just go through these 31 statements, read them to you. I may comment on a few and elaborate on a few, but here they are. I may have asked the question in the workshop in a number of ways, but principally, I engaged you in a dialogue about why do we do what we do? What is our purpose? What do we believe by practicing Freemasonry? What do we believe we can accomplish? What is our ultimate purpose of this fraternity? What are our beliefs, and how do we want to use those beliefs in our endeavors? In other words, as you recall back to the workshop, it began with our brother's story about how he couldn't find purpose in all of his time invested in the fraternity. So this is a dialogue about asking, about thinking about that time and what do we as a group, as Masons in Ohio, and we can even expand it to all the Masons in the world, what do we hope to accomplish? So these are the statements that came out of that exercise. The first one is a pretty obvious one. What do we hope to accomplish by doing what we do? And one brother said, make good men better. Well, of course, we all know that's the statement that the quick statement we like to use when talking about what do we do. Another brother said, we do what we do because we believe in a supreme being. So that, in his mind, became something that was our purpose. Another statement was that we do what we do. We believe that Masonry is a place where like-minded men can meet. And I think that's pretty obvious that because of our value system and because of the way we take in new members by not asking, but having those who desire to belong to us seek us out, Masonry is a place where those kind of men can meet. Another purpose stated in one of the districts was, we do this to make our communities and a world a better place. That was said a great number of times in a great number of districts. In that same light, another comment was, we believe that we can spread and perpetuate our values to the world. So by being who we are as Masons, and as you recall in the workshop, I encouraged you all to act as Masons and develop a Masonic lens, develop your worldview through the Masonic values, and act every day as a Mason. So that becomes a purpose of ours, to spread and perpetuate our values to the world by acting in a manner and teaching others and new men who come to the fraternity about our values. Another district, one of the brothers says, well, we do what we do because we believe in the concepts of brotherly love, relief, and truth, our three, as we call them, three great tenets. And that, in his mind, was a purpose, to practice brotherly love, practice relief, and practice truth. The next statement was, you know, we exist because we believe we need to improve ourselves. We believe that we are of need of constant education and improvement. Another brother said, we believe we can make a difference. And if you think about the breadth of what we do and the moral standard we set for ourselves, truly by interacting with our communities and the world, we can make a difference. There was several districts who said that we believe in our fraternity and what it stands for, and we believe what we do is important. So that sense of, and further expounded, as I recall, on that statement was that the men who formed our fraternity and in the beginning perpetuated it in the United States and in the world, we believe in that endeavor. And certainly that's important for us to carry on and act in a manner consistent with Masonic values, is that you have to believe in that. And one of the statements, the next statement was, Masonic values are valuable. They are something of worth. And we do what we do so those are preserved. Let's see. The next statement, we believe that we want to be a part of something bigger. you go back to a basic reason why a person joins an organization in the first place is to be a part of something bigger. They may have a purpose that they want to accomplish and know they can't do it alone. And so they want to be part of something bigger. And if you think about the type of men we want in our fraternity, we want those men who believe in our values, and we all want to be a part of something that accomplishes our goals in masonry. One other brother, he stated that we believe and know we make a difference. So he was stating that in the positive, that we, by our actions, by our interaction with others, that we do make a difference in the world. Let me see. We build and improve fraternal and family relationships. So our why is why we do what we do. We hope to build and improve fraternal and family relationships. Another brother commented that we exist to perform charitable works. And certainly if we go back to that previous statement about one of our great tenets of relief, we translate that into performing charitable deeds for others, those less fortunate than ourselves. Another statement, we believe that our masonry is important because it provides tools and lessons for improvement and learning. So that whole philosophy that this is a system, masonry is a system of education and improvement, and a mason, as we say, is a lover of education and knowledge, and therefore that is our purpose, to provide these lessons for our own improvement. One brother said that masonry, our purpose is to offer a man a significant advantage in life, which I thought was an interesting statement, and I never thought about masonry in that light before. But if you think about it, and the statement I think I just made a little earlier, that we do what we do so that we distinguish ourselves from the rest of the community, that offering a man this opportunity to be a mason does give him a significant advantage by teaching our moral lessons. Someone else said to serve, we exist to serve something greater than ourselves. And that certainly goes back to, we talked about in the workshop about servant leadership. And a servant leader looks beyond what his leadership does for himself, but what it does for others, and looks at his role as a leader, as a servant. So certainly I believe too that masonry is an endeavor to serve something greater than ourselves. Another comment was, we do what we do, we believe we can accomplish, or our ultimate purpose is to associate with men who will share experiences and brotherhood. If you were on the call or have listened to the call last month, we talked about part of our vision that the brothers in the districts talked about is an experience where brotherhood and fraternity is openly practice. Matter of fact, last week in the 7th District, we talked again about that we should do more to help our brothers while they're in lodge and while they're away from lodge. So this thought about associating with men who will share their experiences, their knowledge, and if we think about one of our obligations is that we are to share experience and wisdom. and as we say, whisper good counsel. So this seems to line up with those things that we should be doing. We exist to demonstrate and lead by Masonic values. So this brother referenced our leadership roles as we talked about in the workshop in the various aspects of our life. This one caused me to think because I hadn't thought about it before, but it was brought out that Masonry is to put order to the randomness of life. And if you think about that, that's kind of a profound statement. As we think about our life, and we talked about our 24-inch gauge and how we use that to plan our time, plan our own personal trestle board, help us think about eliminating those things that cause us distress in our lives or may not be part of our purpose and part of our reason for being on this earth. So to think about us as a way Masonry itself is something to put order in this craziness we call our everyday living. I thought that was pretty cool. And one other brother said that we exist, our purpose is for the protection of something important. I can't recall specifically, but I know he was talking about our moral values, our lessons that we should impart, the attributes we should assume, even-handedness, justice, truth, all of those things. I believe that's what he was talking about, that it is important for us to protect those things. Another brother said Masonry exists because the world needs moral people. Certainly we could spend all day talking about that and the fact that the craziness that seems to go on in the world, we certainly need an organization such as ours to provide this moral stability in our communities. So one of our ultimate purposes is to become those moral people, moral men that leads others. One brother indicated that he believed we are to be a catalyst for serving our Creator. And if you think about the ritual, we referenced that as that we should build our life as a representation of what we, our Creator, has given us. And we are not to squander ourselves or our time, but Masonry is part of serving our Creator. One brother stated that he believes Masonry, we exist, and our why is that he believes because of everything that we do and the way, again, our value system, that we have a moral obligation to improve the world. So he looked at a broad sense that our purpose is to improve the world. Again, another reference I mentioned earlier that part of our why is that we value Masonic tradition and we want to carry that on and leave a legacy. Again, a reference to those who created our fraternity, those who came before us, established our lodges, and established Masonry altogether. Another statement was why we do what we do is to obtain knowledge. That was referenced before. I just referenced that a little while ago, that our organization exists because we as Masons are lovers of knowledge. To build better leaders was another statement. We exist. We believe that by involving ourselves in the Masonic fraternity, that we can become better leaders. Another statement was that we exist to provide an extended family. If you think about it just came to mind that in the workshop we talked about our values and what values are important to us, and one of those was family, and a great number of brothers picked that value as one of their top values, that they exist to support and protect their families, and everything they do centers around family. Matter of fact, heard several statements about, without my family, I am nothing. So the fraternity, in this brother's mind, I believe, was an extension of that value of family, that close knit. We can depend on each other feeling, and I think that's good. Another statement was to be an example of good in the world. And I think that's, again, we've talked about that many times, is not only think about what our ritual tells us, but actually go out and live that. And certainly the workshop encouraged us to do that. And we do what we do for the love of our fellow man. Again, that universality concept that's in our fraternity, that we view everyone in the world is, how do we say that, as coming from one almighty parent, created from one almighty parent, so that we exist, we believe that everyone should love everyone else, which is a pretty profound statement. And finally, the last one that kind of stood by its own, I didn't really... maybe there, as I go back through these, maybe I'll see one similar. But one, when asked, why do we do what we do, one brother said, to change thinking. And so I guess that says a lot about some of these others. If we are going to demonstrate and lead Masonic values, lead by Masonic values, we hope to change thinking. If we're going to improve our communities and we feel that we can do that by using Masonic values, some people don't believe some of the things we believe, so we have to change some of that thinking. So I thought that was pretty good. Well, that's the 31 that I compiled, like I said, out of 150 statements. Why we do what we do. So let me sum this up, and then I'd like to gather some of your thoughts, if you have some further thoughts about these, or we can comment about any particular one I just presented. But again, the importance of knowing our why will allow us to assess our current activities. And let me explain that. Our current activities means our meetings, our events, when we portray the degrees, the system of education we've created in the Grand Lodge and in our own lodges. And then if we know why we're doing this, and we can use these 31 statements to begin to assess our current activities, we then ask the question about each of these activities. Will the activity, whether it be a stated meeting or an event or the degree or our educational process, will this activity accomplish what we're trying to accomplish? How does this activity, meeting, whatever, measure up against our purpose? And so if we do this, and we can't find a clear answer, or there's a clear answer and it's no, then this should alert us that we need to think about altering the process we are evaluating or eliminate it. And I think I used this example, and I'll use it again very quickly here on the call to illustrate that this point is that, for example, if our purpose is to make good men better, and we partly accomplish this by providing education through our Masonic degrees, how does, for example, our current system of inspections measure our degree of success in accomplishing the goal of Masonic education? Does it speak to our purpose? You know, if you think about an inspection, you go, they have a meal, a lodge puts on a degree which is predetermined for them, this will be your inspection degree, and they practice really hard to do the best they can on that degree. How does that measure whether we've done a good job of lodge education or not, and we've imparted to the brothers the importance of the degrees and how to apply them? And in all of the district workshops, our dialogue went around that, well, maybe it doesn't. Maybe we need to more properly align this inspection process to serve and drive us toward our why and some of these reasons I just gave. So what I'm saying here is the why should be a measuring stick, or 24-inch gauge, to determine if we're being true to our purpose and heading toward those goals that I talked about last week or last month. You know, and a couple of those, I want to go back to that just a minute, those vision statements. Those were our dreams for Masonry, and we wanted to be a Mason that was experienced, or an organization that was experienced membership growth. We want to be an organization that attracts and retains young men. We want to be an organization of great pride and that our values are well known. So these are some of the things that came out of that exercise. So this whole thing I've been expounding on here is, if we know why we're doing this, it becomes an inspiration for us. So if we firmly believe and we're passionate, for example, that the world needs more moral people, then what we do becomes important, and how we do it then really needs to accomplish that why and some of these other whys. Well, that's my message for this evening, and I hope that gives you a little more insight about this whole exercise we did during the workshop about why do we do what we do. So now we have 31 statements, and I'm going to further refine these so that they become more. I just grabbed them off of the flip chart paper and took pictures of them and just kind of put them down in an order that I could present tonight. So I want those listening on the call and those on the call to think about, you know, why we do what we do. Think further about your own lodge activities and your own personal activities. Is it consistent with these statements of belief and purpose and what we hope to accomplish? Well, we have a couple of brothers still on the call here, Jay or Stuart. Any thoughts, comments, questions? Anything come to mind? Let me ask you a question. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I think, Jay, you were going to say something. Or,
oh, I was waiting for him. I thought he was going to say something.
Yeah, go ahead, Jay.
No, I thought the other gentleman was.
Oh, okay. Stuart, did you have something to bring
Stuart.
Up?
Not necessarily. I mean, I was just listening along, and I think we made a lot of valid points about why we're in Freemasonry. I mean, you know, because some of us, it's because it means something to us or it inspires us to be our best and to do things we wouldn't normally do for the good of, you know, others and, you know, for the world at large.
Stuart, you're breaking up really bad. Really broke up.
My apologies. You are down here as well. It's maybe a lot of, you know, what necessary, not exactly why we're a part of Freemasonry. It's necessarily what it would mean to us and what it does for us as an inspires us to do our best in every aspect of our lives. So maybe, you know, it gives us that extra drive to do something we wouldn't normally do, you know, in the service of others and, you know, for the greater good of all.
Yeah. Well said. I mean, and as you know, we talked about in the workshop about having your own personal why. Why you are a Mason. And then once we collectively share our personal whys, this kind of list comes out of that. And collectively, we need to organize around this purpose. The fact of what Simon Sinek said is that inspired leaders will use these kinds of statements to engage those he is attempting to lead. And we talked about one of the attributes in the workshop of a good leader is his attitude. Because a positive attitude, a servant leadership, a servant mind will serve to inspire others. And so once we take that kind of attitude in our leaders and couple it with these passionate statements about what we're trying to accomplish, that's when brothers become engaged. That's when a lodge experiences, at least I believe it can, experiences momentum from these kinds of positive statements. As Stuart just pointed out, that if you believe in Masonry and the values and apply those, that tends to inspire yourself and when you're around. So, well said. Anything else, guys? We're kind of a small group tonight here live on the call, so... Any other questions off topic? Anything that's occurred? Any further thoughts from the workshop not related to this? But let me ask you both. Do you believe that the workshop, did you walk away with something valuable out of it?
Oh, most definitely. I hope they keep continuing it. Until next year.
Well, that's the intent. I've had a face-to-face conversation I'm working on what that may look like right now, and I've given some thoughts to Rob, there is a commitment for this to continue. what I'm hoping to accomplish, so you know, and I've been talking about this to others, is that these statements, these, first of all, these vision statements and that we talked about last month, these goals, here's what we'd like to see Masonry accomplish, coupled with this why, I hope to combine those thoughts and actually, part of the workshop, be involved in teaching a brother in the workshop how he can accomplish some of these things in his own lodge. Remember, we talked about change and the difficulty of leading change. I see a part of the second thing, the brothers and you and the other brothers in our lodges kind of move the needle, you know, how to take some of these things we've talked about this first year and start in a slow manner implementing them so we can build that momentum in the lodges. That's our hope. And I think it will be an exciting thing as we continue what we started talking about and try to make it a reality. So that's kind of the, you know, just a sky-high view of where this might be heading. And I've always thought that for an effort like this to be successful, that we have to make it practical. We have to make it such that you could walk away and say, okay, I can take this and I can go back to my lodge, and I see how I can start to make that happen. So that's another goal we have with this material. I know that's a long-winded answer to what you asked, but yeah, I'm looking forward to the second year of it.
I was hoping you would continue.
Yeah, that's always been the thought. I think you may recall that at the beginning, I talked in the workshops, I talked about our Grand Master, Steve Kochenauer, approaching me with a concept of leadership development, and I said that it had to be a continuing effort. It couldn't be just something we did as a one-shot deal and hoped everything was okay, because it won't be.
Right.
So working hard on that, and right. I'm going to continue, and I'll just say you guys on the call and those who are listening to the call later on, you have some ideas, you have some thoughts, you have some needs. Shoot me an email, just mike@masonsleadbetter.com, and say, look, I've been struggling with this, or I think it would be helpful if you taught us about this, or, hey, I'm open, because the more input that we have about what you need, the better off we can help you. So,
right.
Those listening, I hope I get a ton of emails for that, because we can design something that will help. That will help.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's all very, very encouraging what we have accomplished, and so far we're just beginning. So appreciate you to be on the call. Appreciate those who might be listening later, the time you take to listen to these lessons. I want to, before I forget it, remind those in the districts that we're still working on part of Mason's Lead Better our first year, and that is our master builder groups in your districts. And so if you have not had a master builder group meeting or organizational meeting or heard anything about it in your district, ask your district advisor or your district representative to the Grand Lodge Education Committee. One of those two guys, district advisor, would be the best place to start, about a Mason's Lead Better group. We have several districts that are doing that now. I've met a couple of times. I think I mentioned before that Eric Combs was asked by our most worshipful brother, Kokenauer, to head up that effort. Eric and I will help anyone who is in any district to get started, provide you material, and get that rolling. And as you recall, that's just a continuation of this dialogue, hoping to keep us moving in the right direction before we get to another live workshop. So just want to remind you before I forget that ask about your master builder groups in your districts. We have plenty of information, as I said, to get you started. We will support you in that effort.
All right.
Jay, Stuart, anything else you need to know about, want to say, before we wrap up for the evening?
Nothing that I can think of right now.
Okay.
I can't think of anything right now either.
Okay. Well, I want to remind you, thanks, guys, again for hanging with me tonight. There was some value there for you. I remind you and everyone that our next call will be Wednesday, July 15th. And I will, in the next week or so, get out to you a topic for that evening. I'm hoping to invite, and I hope he's listening to the recording, Brother Michael Kirkab back from Las Vegas to dive into one of the working tools again. And so with that, I'll thank you, Jay. Thank you, Stuart. Thank all the brothers who are listening later on. This is Mike Clevenger. It's been a pleasure to be a part of this effort and bring you these Master Builder calls on a monthly basis. So good night, and we'll talk to you next month. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night.